Good morning. I'm sitting here in the garden, listening to the sound of the birds. But we begin our worship this morning by having the hymn, "We have heard a joyful sound, Jesus saves." Let us come to our Lord and let us praise his name. Lord our God, we want to confess how wonderful you are. We could not do without you, Lord, in our lives, for you are indeed a wonderful God. We want to thank you for your love. We want to praise you for who you are, for what you do. And Lord, we want to thank you for the way that you answer our prayers. You keep your promises. Help us, Lord, to keep our promises to you. And may we live lives that glorify you, that serve you. Lord, we love you. And we want to show that love by serving you faithfully in the place that you have put us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to sing another song, "Revive Thy Work, O God." And that has a meaning for our message this morning.
Would you take our hymn book, please, and turn to hymn number 93. This is a song we learned about revival. I think this is one that came from Northern Ireland. Revive thy work, O Lord. And let's do our very best as Brother David comes to lead us. Hymn number 93.
Now we come again to the Lord in prayer. This time our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. O God, when we look at the world today, when we look at the situation through this coronavirus, we see so many people in difficult situation. In some places, the number of people affected is increased. In other places, there are people who have no work. Their firms have collapsed. Lord, we know that you want a great, a peaceful, and a wonderful world, for that is what you created. Help us, Lord, that we might not spoil your word. Lord, in this world of yours, we see people who have been asked to honor your world, people who have been asked to keep to certain restrictions during the spread of this virus. Lord, some have not done that, but Lord, help us that we might keep to the restrictions that are placed upon us. Surely, Lord, we need to do this to show our love and care for each other. Lord, there are families that cannot meet together. There are people who long to see their loved ones. But Lord, help us to realize that if we want to see this virus defeated, we need, O Lord, to do what we are asked to do by those professionals that are working for our good. We thank you for our hospitals. We thank you for our clinics, for our doctors, for our nurses. We thank you for all the work of the National Health Service. We thank you for our police. We thank you for our fire service. We thank you for all those people that make our lives so much easier. We thank you for the volunteers who are going to homes of people who are completely on their own and without any help. Lord, we thank you for that kind of service. And Lord, we ask that you would be with us, that you would be with us as a church family, that you would be with our families and friends. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to protect us, that you would continue to use us in your service. Lord, may we realize that it is a privilege to be able to serve you, our true God, to be your disciples, to be your ambassadors. Lord, despite the restrictions, let us find ways in which we can share your love with others. May your kingdom be extended, and may you be glorified in all things. Lord, we want to claim your promises. Claim your promises for our family and friends, for ourselves. Lord, help us not to carry burdens, but to give them to you. Help us to believe in your healing power. Help us to believe that you are the true comforter. You are the one that is wise and can help us with the decisions we need to make. You are the one, Lord, who can keep us safe, keep us happy, because you love us. And we thank you for your love, and we thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, hear our prayer, for we ask it in the wonderful name of our Saviour, Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now we're going to sing another song, reminds us of God's goodness and faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord my God.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning.
reading today is taken from Hosea 14, verses 1 to 9, healing for the repentant. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for your sins have brought you down. Bring your confessions and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and graciously receive us, so that we may offer you our praises. Assyria cannot save us, nor can our war horses. Never again will we say to the idols we have made, you are our gods. No, in you alone do the orphans find mercy. The Lord says, then I will heal you of your faithlessness. My love will know no bounds, for my anger will be gone forever. I will be to Israel like a refreshing dew from heaven. Israel will blossom like the lily. It will send roots deep into the soil, like the cedars in Lebanon. Its branches will spread out like beautiful olive trees, as fragrant as the cedars of Lebanon. My people will again live under my shade. They will flourish like grain and blossom like grapevines. They will be as fragrant as the wines of Lebanon. O Israel, stay away from idols. I am the one who answers your prayers and cares for you. I am like a tree that is always green. All your fruit comes from me. Let those who are wise understand these things. Let those with discernment listen carefully. The paths of the Lord are true and right, and righteous people live by walking in them. Both in those paths sinners stumble and fall.
And now, after hearing the word of God, we have the wonderful hymn, How Deep the Father's Love.
Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away as wounds which mother chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Behold the man upon the cross.
Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. From his reward, I cannot be. it paid my ransom. Your wounds have paid my ransom.
The title of our message today, Repentance Brings Blessing. And here we have God's promise for the future. Our God is faithful. And we're looking at the reading, Hosea 14, verses 1 to 9. Though his people might turn away from him, God will not abandon them. Even though he disciplines them, but he is true to his covenant and to his promises. If we are faithful, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. That comes from 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 13. He remains faithful even when we let him down. God pleads with his people to return to him and to forsake their sins that were causing their downfall. That is what Hosea is telling us. He has already told them to plough up their hard hearts and seek the Lord and to turn to God for mercy. But now he talks to them like children and tells them just what to do. The Lord gives them promises to encourage them to repent. And so we have three thoughts. He will receive us, he will restore us, and he will revive us. So number one, the Lord will receive us. God will receive us. Verses 2 and 3 of Hosea 14. God has every reason to reject his sinful people, but he chose to offer us forgiveness. Instead of bringing sacrifices, they needed to bring to God sincere words of repentance. And that's what we need to do today, and to ask God for his gracious forgiveness. From Scripture, for you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not desire burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. That's the word of the psalmist in Psalm 15. So, the Lord will receive us. He will never, my friends, turn his back on you. He will never turn his back on us. And I'm experiencing recently that he hasn't turned his back on me despite a difficult time. So he will receive us, whatever our situation, but we need to come in true repentance. So that brings us to number two. Chapter 14, verse 4 tells us that he will restore us. He'll receive us, and now he will restore us. Jeremiah 14, verse 7, God restores the penitent to spiritual health and heals their they're backsliding. You know, I know that's very true. I know it's true in my own experience. But you know, when we confess our sins to the Lord, he forgives us, and the germs of sin are cleansed away. But as with physical sickness, often there is a period of recuperation when we get back our strength and our appetite for spiritual food. We know that this is true. I will love them freely. That describes this period when we're back in fellowship with the Lord and enjoying his presence. We see the smile on his face, for his anger is turned away. He says, I will love you freely. So, we have the fact, the promise, he will receive us, he will never turn us away. He will restore us if we are sincere with our repentance. And I love this last one. Number three, he will revive us. Hosea 14 verses 5 to 8. Hosea here pictures the restoration of the penitent as the emergence of a new life in a dry field on which the refreshing dew has fallen. In the summer and the early autumn in the Holy Land, the dew is very heavy and greatly appreciated. We know from Isaiah that what the word revive means is to bring new life. And you know, if we've wandered from God, if we have sinned, then we need to be revived, don't we? When we feel weak and exhausted, we need to be revived. The rich vegetation appears, producing beauty and fragrance when once the farmer saw ugliness and emptiness. In other words, when the field was not doing good, then the farmer would be distressed. The fallow ground becomes, though, a fruitful garden, because the Lord will revive the farmer and his work. The Lord will revive us in our spiritual walk. The closing verses present us with two alternatives: rebel against the Lord and continue to stumble, or return to the Lord and walk securely in his ways. The first choice, well, it's foolish, isn't it? The second choice is wise. Deuteronomy 30 verse 19. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Friends, I am so happy when I experienced first that the Lord received me from a life of sinfulness. And you know, he will receive us when we wander, when we make mistakes. He doesn't forget us. He forgives us. He receives us. He's always there, and we can come to him at any time and in any place. Because, of course, not only does he receive us, he restores us. When we really come in forgiveness, then our sins are dealt with once and for always. And then we see the Lord acting in our lives all over again. He restores us. We're back in his family. The past is forgotten. And then, of course, he will revive us. We need that revival. I'll tell you this, the church needs revival today. We need revival. And I pray, my friends, that unless we receive the blessing that comes from repentance, we may not know what that revival really is. But I can promise you today that the Lord will receive us, he will restore us, and he will revive us. How do I know it? I know it because our God is faithful in his promises. So to him be the glory. Amen. And now, so much of our help from God comes through the work of the Spirit. We're going to sing, Spirit of God Divine.
Thank you.
Lord, be with us. Be with our family and friends. Be with those who are going through very difficult times. Be with us wherever we are, whatever we're doing. May we truly know the importance of the fact that you will always receive us. You'll receive us when we come in prayer. You will receive us when we've let you down. But Lord, help us also to know that you will restore us, because you don't hold the past against us. No, you love us and you revive us. You give us, Lord, a new joy and the ability by the power of the Spirit to support you, or to support us. O Lord, our God, you are wonderful. And so, Lord, we pray that we might know your peace at all times, that we might know your presence, that we might claim your promises. So may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Spirit, be with us and all those we love, both now and forevermore. Amen.